Friends, today is the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're back to what is called Ordinary Time in the church. After the Lenten season, the Easter season, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, the Feast of Corpus Christi, we're back into our summer routine on the liturgical year, and today begins that day. But as you and I both know, there's nothing ordinary about ordinary time. And perhaps this is a good opportunity for us to review some of the basics. And one of the basics that I'd like to present to you today, inspired by the readings, is this. Friends, life is a journey. And I think it's good for us every now and then to stop and take a look at our own journey and see how it's going. Are we on the right path? Have we taken a wrong turn? Are we happy with how life's journey is progressing? Or perhaps we're going in the wrong direction. So many voices are out there saying, go down this path. Choose this, go this way. And friends, without a clear map, we not only don't know where we're going, we don't know how to get there. In 2003, I was in the Army, of course, before I became a priest. And in March of 2003, we had three of our teams in southern Iraq, and this was during major combat. And our teams had split up to do a mission, and it was about 2 in the morning north of a town called Diwaniya, and we were making our way to Baghdad. We completed our mission, and we were on our way back to our, what we call our forward operating base. And it was just myself and my teammate in one of our gun trucks, and the two other teams were already on their way back to the base. 2 in the morning, southern Iraq, we're on a path. And we're going down this path, making our way back to safety. My teammate turns and says, I don't recognize this area, do you? Of course, it's pitch black. We were on blackout, so we had no lights going. We had our night vision. And I looked at him and I said the same thing. I'm not familiar with these roads here. And so I look at him and I said, let's take out the map and see where we're at. And then he turns to me and says, I thought you had the map. Southern Iraq, major combat. The experience of that moment was, oh my goodness, no map. How are we going to get back? Fortunately, we didn't run into any enemy positions on our way, maneuvering back to our operating base. And fortunately, of course, we made it back. And then I became a priest, and here I am telling the story. The point is, friends, is this. What is our life's map? Where is it to be found? We get a clue in the first reading from Genesis. Of course, the story we heard today is from the third chapter of Genesis, and it picks up after the fall. But in that very first book of the very first chapter in the Bible, we get our map for life. What are we made for? What is life all about? We were made to experience, friends, deep intimacy with God. We are meant to live in relationship with God in such a manner that we have a connection of relationship that brings peace and happiness in our hearts. We are made for that in this life and in the life to come. But that's been disrupted by sin. Of course, we hear of Satan's temptation of Eve, and that being passed to Adam, and God's plan of desiring to share His life with us, His beloved sons and daughters, that plan has been disrupted. And Christ Himself came to restore the right order of things and to help us get back into right relationship with our God so we can be on the path to happiness. So the map is laid out for us. Our goal in life is to love God with all our hearts and love our neighbor in such a way that we tap into that deep, intimate relationship of love with God. But how do we get there? And I propose this. There is only one way, and it's a simple way. It's not easy, but it's simple. And our Lord gives us the way to achieve life's purpose in that sentence in the gospel that we heard. When the disciples and the people around him said, "Lord, your mother and your brothers and sisters are waiting for you." And he seems to ignore them. And he says this critical line, "Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother, my sister, my mother." He doesn't say that as a slight against his mother and his relatives. Of course, his mother, Mary, was the most perfect of all. She's the one that lived in the closest relationship with God. She's the one that we imitate. In fact, it's an indirect compliment for her. But our Lord shows us the way to intimacy. There is no more intimate relationship than that of a mother and a son, between family members who love each other. That's the kind of relationship our Lord came to restore for us. And he says this, the way to get to that intimacy for which all of us are created is to do the will of my Father. To do the will of God. That's it. That's the way on our map. Friends, give God permission. Give God permission to lead you in your life. When we desire to want what God wants for us, in other words, when we desire to do His will, and then we, of course, do that. When we have that desire in our heart, what does it do? It opens our hearts to receive the good things that God wants to give us. And then He can take care of us. He can lead us along that path, which is narrow and challenging, but the path that leads to eternal life. Perhaps this is a good opportunity for us to ask these questions this week. Do we desire to do God's will in our life? Of course, His will is voiced to us through His commandments, through the teachings of His church, through our conscience. Do we desire to do His will? In other words, do we trust God enough to lead us, knowing that how He leads us is for our happiness? Where in our lives are we afraid for God to lead us? Or maybe how do we manipulate God into wanting for us what we think will make us happy? Friends, the will of God is our path. The will of God leads to intimacy. And intimacy in this life leads to deeper happiness, not only here, but forever in the life hereafter. So we ask for that grace, and we ponder that question. How is my life's journey going? And if it's not going in the direction that we want, we make that course correction. Because, friends, it's never too late. God bless you. Have a blessed, a peace-filled, grace-filled week.